Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have Mark Riccadonna.
Hey.
And Richie Byrne.
Hello.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I've done Richie and Mark's podcast, Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
We actually have to do our podcast right after yours.
Yeah. So you can, if you need to get your chores done and stuff like that while you do ours, do that, get that. That's all good. That's all good.
I guess some laundry I'm going to fold.
I'm going to iron some pants here while I'm doing this.
That's a professional who can do that. That's awesome.
I can't even iron pants without podcasting.
You know what's weird? A year ago when we started all this, like, well, more than a year ago, Mark and I used to go on every day. And I used to, like, wear a nice shirt and do my hair. I would never be seen in public with my glasses on. Now I'm like, with
a t-shirt. Half the time he's in his pajamas.
We've all gone downhill since Corona. I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Much lower standards for my life.
See, I think you guys all just leveled down to my spot. Like, I haven't changed. You guys are now living my life.
Riccadonna right now is on a fast, by the way. It's a juice fast.
Yeah, I can have
liquor fast.
That would be a good one. I could do that, I think, pretty easy.
Just liquor?
Well,
I feel like you'd slim down.
No one wants to hear.
You'd be a major problem, but like you'd be slim. You'd look good doing it though.
I'd look good by the end that people would forgive my bad behavior.
So you guys have a great podcast. You already said you've been doing it more than a year, and then you also did a crazy comedy marathon, as well recently. Yes. How long ago was that?
Well, the first one was in January 22nd. So, and that was the 89 hour extravaganza.
It really was 89 hours.
Yeah.
You guys really got through. You guys stayed up the whole 89 hours.
No,
that would be, forget about drinking, the hallucinations that would have happened then.
And we were drinking through it, if you remember, Mark.
Yeah.
We started out at like, what was it? Like 5 PM on a Friday. No, it was at noon on a Friday. And because the show's Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling, and we were launching our channel, Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. So we were like, we're going to drink. Blah, blah. By like 11 o'clock that night, we're like, all right, that's enough with the drinking. We got a long weekend.
We had enough.
That's rough. So you had to sober up on the air?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
That hurts.
People saw a lot of ups and downs. They saw us get cranky because we were tired.
Got really cranky.
We argued with each other, made up.
At one point, at 3 AM on a Sunday, some comic brought another guy on. I was so tired. And this guy started ripping what we were doing. We didn't even know the guy.
Never met him.
He started making fun of what we were doing. And I turned to Mark. I go, when did Rich Voss's son get here? Like, he was just... And then in the middle of it, another guest came on who is a friend of ours. And the guy made a joke at my expense and I got really mad about it. I just go, you know what? I'm going to go lay down for a little while. I just got off the air.
And then how long did you retire? How did you get a nice long 11 hours of sleep or like just nap?
We had other hosts too. We started our own station on Twitch streaming, and it's called Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling, but it has our show, which is Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. But then we have other shows, other podcasts, other comics have their podcasts on our station. So they were coming in and taking time. So we didn't have to do the whole thing, but it was basically Mark and I and our producer, Tom Bannis. I'd say, Mark, we did about 72 hours easy, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was very few times that you weren't on and I wasn't on.
Right. One of us usually was on no matter what.
And it felt like every time I tried to take a break, I'd go lay down. and then Tom would be like texting me, like, you got to get back on. Something funny's happening. You got to get back on. I'm like, I gotta sleep. The worst part about the whole thing is we paid Guinness to watch it to give us a world record. They deposited the money, never replied since.
Never replied. Guinness World Records took our money and ran.
What?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
So now I'm not even going to make jokes about the two fat guys on a motorcycle anymore. That was my favorite part of their books.
I've given enough money to one company called Guinness. I didn't have to give another one money.
Exactly.
So you guys aren't in the Guinness Book of World Records technically?
Technically, we are for being duped by Guinness. Yeah. No.
No, biggest ripoff in the world record book was to us. But yeah, we broke the record. And they never replied to us. Yeah. And then every time we asked them, they'd ask for more money for stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you can advertise with our logo if you give us this much money. And we're like, yeah, we already did the thing. Like, remember 5 months ago when we paid you and you accepted the money?
That is rough. But you guys did. So how long was it total?
Probably almost 87 hours, I think, Mark. It was supposed to be 8-1. It was supposed to go from noon on a Friday till midnight on Monday.
I feel like you should have called it drinks, cocaine, jokes, and storytelling. And, you know, drinks, 89 coke, hours. And storytelling.
You know what happened? It was really cool. Because Twitch is all over the world, we started getting people watching from England. And one person said, hey, who actually was a fan, I think, of the show before that, right, Mark? She kind of knew us.
Lulu?
Lulu, and who we haven't seen in a while. And she contacted British comics that she knew, and they came on. And we like had the best time. So they'd be popping up because for them, it's 5 hours later. So like you're in the middle, like I'm finally getting off the air or something. And one of them will just pop in, hey, can I come on? And we're like, all right, I guess I got to stay for this. And we ended up making friends with all these British comics. It's been really cool.
I liked when they would come on because we'd all be on E. We'd just like, I can't take anymore. And they'd come on at like first thing in the morning. They're drinking their coffee. Hey, how you guys doing? We're like, where's the energy coming from?
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, we were going to go off the air. We were done. It was like 1:32 in the morning and we were done.
It was like, we hit the record. Yay. All right, guys. Thanks
And on pops one of the English comics in a bathrobe with his coffee. And he's like, can I do some time? And we're like, all right, go ahead, man. We went like another 2 hours.
See, because I feel like doing that, like my life would have been ruined afterwards from the 3 days that I stayed up. My whole life would have fell apart from that. So like, it's a risk that you take. But like for fame, I like that about you guys. I like that.
You know what was funny for me? Right around Christmas, I got COVID. And not bad. I just was really tired for like 10 days. And so I'm like in this COVID stupor and I'm still going on we were still doing the podcast. So I would still go up for the ride. And in the middle of it, Mark and our producer, Tom Bannis, tells me, hey, we're doing this. We're going to do this telethon. It's going to be a whole weekend and we're going to raise money for charities. And we're going to get Guinness. I go, okay, cool. When? They're like January 22nd. I'm like, January 22nd? It's like right around the corner. So I was still dealing with like residual effects from COVID. And next thing I know, I'm up for 84 hours straight.
That was healthy.
That's how you bounce back. That's how you bounce back from it. That's what people don't know, though.
Yes.
Someone else might say it was reckless, like a doctor or something. But I know that's how you bounce back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Seriously, if we haven't learned anything, what did doctors know?
Doctors
and scientists. Nah.
Well, I find it funny about, like, I have friends and I have no problem how you feel about the vaccination or not, but I do find it funny when people tell me why the vaccination's bad. And they tell, and I go, okay, so Fauci says it's good. I know he went to school for it. You know, the guys on CNN say it's good. I know they all went to Harvard and all that. And you barely got your GED, but you're telling me why.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you. Because
you've done absolutely no research except you read something on Facebook. And
you know, you probably have a lot of time to think about it when you're roofing. So we like just overtook you. Sorry, Kate. we went off on a rant that we haven't got to do on our show.
That's true. We did, Mark.
Well, our next topic, I don't know if you guys saw this video that got really popular of a woman. There was like a bear in her backyard.
I did see it. That's weird.
And like she went like in the heat of the moment of trying to save her pets, like pushed it off the wall. Did you see this, Mark?
That was balls.
She beasted him.
She's a teenager, right? It was a kid, right? She ran out. That was badass, man. She just went out and pushed the bear.
She gripped up the bear. Dude, you don't grip up a bear. I've never seen anybody grip up a bear before. She gripped up the bear, tossed him off the ledge.
Yeah.
And then she didn't run inside. She was still trying to get the poodles and shit to come inside behind her. Because for some reason, she had fucking 12 poodles. Or like tiny little dogs. I don't know if they're poodles. But like that lady had a thousand little pets.
Yeah. What I find funny is they tell you never go near a female animal when they're around their babies, right? Their kids. And like if I see a bird, if I'm walking in the park and I see a seagull with little seagulls, I'm like, oh shit, man. Oh shit. This is a mama bear. And this chick was like, bam.
You know, though, we're all laughing about how badass she is, but in an alternate universe, there's a bunch of bears doing a podcast going, do you see that big wimp? Oh shit. He got pushed off. He didn't do shit.
That's true.
Come out and pushed him.
Yeah, no, like this, I think in this world, like he's a bitch now. Like he's known to the rest of the bears.
Bear bitch.
This is Goldilocks meets fucking Little Red Riding Hood.
Like, look at this pussy. Like now he like hangs out all alone. None of the other bears are hanging out with him. Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Here comes Sydney. Fuck it. I'm busy.
I think the bear was lovely because the bear was just trying to have fun. Its cubs, I think, were there. And then when shit went down, the bear could have tried to fuck up that person. But the bear was kind of shaken and just left. And the bear could have tried. CJ, you and I were talking about how
he was less of a pussy, definitely.
I think the bear was like
shocked.
Like, no, what the fuck is she doing? Wow!
Does she not know I'm a bear? Like, what is she doing?
It's like if a deer ran up and just ran into you. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like, because deer run from you.
It really
deer
is.
Came up and just fucked you up. What is happening right now?
It really is the definition of the best way to beat up a bully is to hit him. Like, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think that girl's been to prison.
Know you were gonna come at me.
That girl's been to prison. She hit him with a tray.
Yeah, dude. She might have a past. She might have a history. I'd love to have her on.
Oh, my God. That would be the greatest interview ever, except she might attack you.
She might be a little rambunctious. You're right.
I think she's just a really devoted pet owner. I think it came from a real protective, guttural place. And yeah, like she startled the bear, but I liked the video.
There's also another alternate universe where she got killed by the bear, which is like almost all other alternate universes with what would have happened. So like this was the one where she made it.
And all the dogs are podcasting and that, like, dude, the bear totally ate my owner.
Exactly.
With Kate's idea, like I'm picturing now like these nerdy people that go to like PetSmart and they read every ingredient in the dog treats. And then here she's like a big badass. You know, some dude makes a Rottweiler chew on a tire. She's giving it like organic hip treats.
She is one of those.
And she's a total badass. I love it.
Well, now we know that it is possible to fight a bear if you have a particular energy about you. She brought the actual shock.
The bear was at a disadvantage. He was like in the midst of climbing over a ledge. Like you're kind of in a bad spot right there.
And I think the bear
I'm not going to say it was a cheap shot, but it was kind of a cheap.
It was the knockout game for wilderness.
Like if you push a bear and the bear's on the equal footing with you, you're dead. But if the bear's on a wall and you push a bear, you got a good shot.
Yeah, if it's climbing up a steep cliff to get to you and you push it, you're good. Like, but
somewhere in the afterlife, the grizzly man's going, why didn't I think of that?
Exactly.
It's a ledge.
Yeah, that was a fucked up. I watched the grizzly man documentary and then like how he like got eaten and stuff. You can't be hanging with grizzlies the way he was hanging with grizzlies, though. No. That was getting a little cray.
What was he? He was out there and he was hanging out with the grizzlies. Like
he was like living with them.
like Anthony Hopkins when he lived with the gorillas in that one movie. It was like, the gorillas are my friends. And then they came and started killing gorillas, and he came to kill the people who killing the gorillas, and he went to jail. So,
DJ, I love your background, man. How much did you pay for that?
I'm coming on with the fake background next time. Yeah, yeah. My room does look like a teenager's room.
Yes,
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of like a 40-year-old teenager.
You do. You need like the baseball players on the wall. You know what I mean?
That's the other wall, bro.
A couple pennants hanging down.
So CG and I we've already talked about this, and I think I've already lost this argument, but we'll get your guys' opinions. I have a feeling I know where you guys are going to go, but I got CG a big thing of fried chicken once, and I wasn't really hungry. So I was like, this is all for you. Like, go ahead. But then I was eyeing it up. Meanwhile, once again, I got him a whole freaking huge thing of it. So I was eyeing it up, and then I went and just took, I just wanted some of it. So I took a big chunk of like the skin off of it.
The good part.
It was the best piece in the batch by far.
Right.
She ripped the whole skin off the top and just ate the fried part, the most of it, and then left the rest of it. She ruined the whole piece.
Absolutely.
Is what she did.
Kate, you got a growing boy here. You can't take food from him.
I mean, she argued that she left me the piece, but like the piece is ruined. That's like eating all the icing off of somebody's cake.
Yeah.
And then she just thought that was okay. I told her, please eat the rest of the piece. Like, if you can't just do that, eat the rest of the piece.
It's like eating the ice cream and leaving the whipped cream and the syrup.
You know, though, like Angie does this move where she'll go like, I'm not going to get fries. And then I do. And then all of a sudden her hand starts coming to my plate. Like, whoa, 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 miss. I'm not getting fries. I want every calorie I ordered.
Yeah, he thought it was worse. I figured he was offering me to take a whole thing. I didn't want that. I didn't have the appetite, but I did want a piece, and I bought the whole thing. So I did that. And I did not know it was so criminal.
I love how you keep bringing up that you bought it. I bought the whole
thing. Because it was like, here's, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, here's this huge thing of chicken. You know, it's not like he bought it and I ruined his dinner. Like, I brought it and then I wasn't really hungry. I only wanted a piece, but I guess you can't just take the skin. Like, if you're going to take
it, it's like a crime against the chicken, Kate. You just ate the best part of it and then left the whole thing behind. I just felt like you needed to learn a valuable lesson. Not about me being ungrateful. You already learned that lesson. It was about don't ruin the damn thing.
You already learned that one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna. What you did was very sweet. That you brought him chicken is very nice, but then you took the best part.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you kind of teased him. You cock teased him. You cock teased him.
I didn't, because he had like 7 other pieces of chicken.
Like I said, the crime wasn't against me. It was against the chicken, Kate. It's not about that.
Forget CG. It's about the chicken.
We need to get Sam Waterston in here.
Who's that?
The DA from Law & Order.
Oh. I feel like you guys have had him on the actual show before.
I would do anything to have him on. He is the most, when you watch an episode, you're like, this guy's a total drunk. They just sit around, drink scotch, and like contemplate on what... But the law clearly states if you take the chicken skin, you might as well take in the chicken.
They do always drink like just a cup full of scotch at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
And like, are they really doing that in nice places like at the White House and stuff like that? In every show I watch, like people just have a glass of liquor and it's during the day. Like that's what important people do, I think.
But if you sit on your porch and drink a bottle of Thunderbird, the neighbors, you know, have a problem with me.
Well, you are on that liquid diet.
Well, the kids are at school. I'm here by myself.
Mark, can you tell us about the liquid diet? Are you really, you're on like a strict one right now?
Yeah, it's called Prolon. I'm allowed like as much liquid as I want, but they said don't drink alcohol though.
Yeah.
Alcohol and caffeine, because it really affects you. So like.
Oh, yeah. You'll be drunk as shit. I mean, so you can't, so are you adhering to that as well?
Yeah, I like tonight I have a gig and I'm dreading because it's at a country club and it's going to be people with their cups of liquor. And I'm going, I'm going to dread it.
That does sound like a nightmare. That does sound like a
nightmare. And they're like, make sure you come hungry. We're going to feed you. I'm like, no. I did. I feel like I passed the test of like, I mean it for real, because it was, so it's like day three. And last night I was shooting a short film and I showed up on set at the exact same time. This dude showed up with like 8 hot pizzas and I was sitting right next to all the pizza and watching everybody come over and do like Ninja Turtle, like where they grabbed the pizza, they picked it up and it was like flopping down there. Like, and I was just like, ah, and I didn't eat one piece. I was like, this is for real. I'm going to fucking do it. If I can pass up all that pizza.
And so how long does it last for?
It's 5 days total.
When are you done?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is my last fasting day. So Sunday. So
your fast lasts as long as our telethon.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Well, maybe Guinness will put you in.
I want to do a Guinness fast.
I feel like Gandhi or somebody beat you already as far as the fasting.
Oh, Guinness, yeah.
But like, but not for the podcast. You still got that.
No, we kicked Gandhi's ass on the podcast.
Yeah, between
nothing on us.
I could take Gandhi.
The guy doesn't. Well, could you take Gandhi's podcast?
If Gandhi had a podcast, it'd be super interesting.
I feel like it'd just be weird instruments playing in the not much talking. Just like weird instruments.
Would he be able to podcast? Because he'd like buy the equipment and then have to just give it away. Right.
I mean, I've heard that Gandhi wasn't what everyone thought he was.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Gandhi was all about like giving up stuff, but he really loved that pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, Gandhi was all about the poontang?
I don't know. I just made that up.
No, no, I was going to say the same exact joke. I'm really glad you said it.
That's what I've heard.
Let's just say he didn't give up eating everything.
He wasn't a strict vegetarian.
Oh.
He would, because he was trying to be celibate, but he would have, like, he would purposely have, like, women sleep in his bed to try to test him. It's like you and the pizza.
Yeah.
It's like to see.
Like, I didn't fuck the pizza. Jump on this dick. Is that kind of test?
I mean, what a great way to get women, though. Hey, I'm trying something out here. Will you? Do me a favor, lay my bed and come on to me and let me see if I can not do anything. Oh, I failed. Oh.
You're too beautiful.
You're just too good.
You are too sumptuous. I couldn't help myself.
He totally did that. He totally was like, yeah. And by the way, I was talking to my God and blowjobs don't count.
I'm gonna start up again tomorrow. Can you call your sister?
Poor Gandhi. I'm thinking of Buddha.
We're killing Gandhi. I mean, we're going to hell, people.
No, I think Buddha just openly got laid. I think that that's cool in Buddhism. Yeah. I don't know why I think that.
I don't think Buddha openly got laid. He like walked away from a marriage and like a kid and like went under that tree, right? To like reflect. But who knows? I'm actually not a Buddha expert, but I don't think he was openly having sex. No,
Mother Teresa the whore.
I'm not a Buddha expert, but I do know that he never fasted.
Yeah, I was pretty sure. Like, I feel like kind of, like a fat guy, like he's not that strict about stuff. Like, I feel like Buddha, he was doing stuff. Like,
Buddha never passed up a pizza.
Yeah. No, he was all about the pizza.
Buddha used to do this rude thing. I read about it. He would take the skin off a chicken and eat it right in front of you.
What a bastard.
That son of a bitch. Oh, we are going. I really shouldn't have said that Mother Teresa
thing. No, no.
You called Mother Teresa the W word.
Yes, you did.
I've never said W word ever. I've
always white male? Said the word.
Really?
White male's the worst thing you can be called with a W.
You white males.
Yeah, well.
White males. Okay.
Well, the good news, only the two part of about us
being,
are straight.
The hard part about being a white male in this day and age is you can't hide it.
I've blended. Well, I don't know. Some people think I'm Latino.
Well, I can grow a mustache. My mustache kind of makes me look like Spanish Siege. I don't have any Spanish in me. Spanish Siege comes out.
You look a little like Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. Maybe the slicked hair.
If Dr. Oz was a Viking, it would be CG.
Is his last name Oz?
Yes.
So what nationality is that?
He's Turkish. Or Al Dusharm calls him Dr. Ounce, which makes me laugh every time.
I think that's funny as shit. I never thought of that. I told him that
because I work for Oz. And I told him, I go, my buddy calls you Dr. Ounce. He goes, I've never gotten that my whole life.
And he went to medical school.
So yeah, I'm so pissed I didn't think of that. That's funny as shit.
Dr. Ounce.
Like, if you could do a sketch where somebody's like, shut the fuck up, Dr. Ounce is on. Like, where they really call that.
He's a weed doctor, though.
They're like, where'd you hear that? He's like, from fucking Dr. Ounce. Yeah, that's good.
He's a weed doctor. Definitely steals the skin off your chicken.
I knew you guys were going to agree with CG, but absolutely. I talked to CG before the podcast and I was like, I had some topics. I'm like, what about you? He's like, let's talk about taking the chicken incident.
I thought we should bring that to a wider audience and talk instead of just me talking to her and her saying it's fine. And then me saying that it's rotten and it's a scummy move. I thought we should bring it to some other people so they could judge for themselves.
Wait, I got the perfect analogy. What if I brought you guys a pizza and then took the toppings off, the cheese and the pepperoni, and just enjoy the crust.
Hold on. Enjoy the dough. What if I brought you a pizza with all this goodness on it, and I said, you can have the entire pizza. I'm not hungry. This is all yours. And then one slice was left. You already ate all of the other slices, and I then picked off the toppings and the cheese.
That's even worse. Can I tell you why? Because if I knew I wasn't getting the last slice, I would have thought more about the slice that I had before it. Like you
would have paid more attention to that slice.
Yeah, like you let me go through that whole thing thinking I still got one more. And then you took that last one away. Totally, that's bad, Kate.
And you leave it all naked and ratty looking piece left in the thing. It's all right. Picked at by what looks like something out of a dumpster after you take the cheese and toppings off. That's a bad move.
Yeah, and like going off of Richie's thing, that's why marriage works. Because they say this is the last person you'll ever be with, so then you cherish them because you think about it. But if you're like, you can probably have like 3 or 4 more before you die, 3 or 4 more women, you'll be like, I got 3 or 4 more. I think Richie's like, I treat my wife like a Gandhi way of thinking.
There's so much I could say to that, Mark, but I don't want to get divorced, so.
Richie, don't treat your wife like the skin of a chicken.
No, or you could make an analogy that she's the skin of the chicken. You left the rest, and you just picked the best part.
The best part.
That's romantic.
There you go.
See? That should be a Hallmark card. You are the skin of the chicken.
Yeah. And then you show the naked, disgusting, ratty piece that she left without the skin, and then you show the delicious morsel of skin that she took. I'm going to make it hard.
This is everyone else. Garbage. This is you. Enjoy. See, you're romantic.
I know.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Care of. Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best and supports you long term. They are vitamins and supplements that are delivered to you, which is so convenient. Your vitamin recommendations come in daily individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into a routine. The packaging is super cute with quotes on them. They're high quality, you can see and taste. Care/of's products are formulated with good-for-you clean ingredients that are backed by science. You take an in-depth 5-minute online quiz, which I found unique, engaging, and fun. Then you follow Care/of's expert recommendations or adjust your pack at any time. What you receive is totally up to you. For 50% off your first Care/of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code INVASION50. Once again, for 50% off your first Care/of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code INVASION50.
I like this podcast. This is a good idea. Like, we actually have guests on, we do research about them, and we talk about their... You guys are like, you ever eat the skin of a chicken?
Exactly.
Is Richie roasting me right now?
What? No, I'm loving it. I'm great.
We're way more engaged than when we're talking to our guests.
It's funny, like, you could have done less work to prep for this.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty of it. We're like, what do we ask him about? Trump? Or like that day that you took the skin off a chicken? I remember, like, definitely skin off a chicken.
Get up. And I've actually said more about skin off a chicken than I ever said about Trump. So this is amazing.
That's true.
Well,
we don't have to tiptoe around it.
I'm going to get our next topic is I just found out where Tijuana is. Because CG always says that I act like I was raised in Tijuana, and I decided to finally go onto maps.
Richie
and...
used to do a show in Tijuana.
Did what? You really?
Yeah, where he blew a donkey.
You see Godfather 2? That was me.
What? Oh, donkey show. Me so bad with that joke, dude. I was like, oh, shit, he did a show in Tijuana? Like, that's about the baddest thing in the world. And then he got me with the horse show.
I don't understand. What do you mean she's like she's from Tijuana?
She's got a dirty she has a dirty rotten mouth. So I say she was raised in Tijuana. It's kind of like
who should be more offended, Kate or Tijuana?
I mean, I thought it was a bad place just because of like what Mark just said about the donkey show and the horse shows and stuff. I just thought it must be the filthiest place on the planet. So like when I'm doing a joke, it's she was raised in the mean streets of Tijuana.
I have a friend who he manages a hotel down in Cabo, and apparently when he was in Tijuana, he needed like 4 armed bodyguards with him and his family at all times. It is your joke of saying that she was born in Tijuana makes total sense. I mean Kate's a good person, but I mean the joke makes sense.
I was trying to think about the sketchiest place on the planet that I could possibly come up with, and then that popped into my head. And well, by what you're saying, it is about the sketchiest place on the planet.
Yeah. And I know that whenever I work with Kate, I do get bodyguards for my family.
Poor Kate, you take it every time I'm on the podcast. You just take a beating, and you just smile the whole time.
She's gracious about it. She's gracious.
Well, I mean, it did start like I've already talked about this, but there have been times where I start perving on CG and I'll say something that I think he's going to be turned on by, and it makes him want to vomit. So that's where some of the stuff comes from. But then also how I eat, like he says I eat like an orphan. But
she's like, oh my god, I just went shopping, I have a succulent. She eats like a piece of cabbage. Like she gets the weirdest food. She'll have an egg roll. Like, she'll eat just an egg roll for dinner. I'm like, egg roll's a side dish, Kate. It goes with other foods.
No, I was eating egg rolls for breakfast today. Nice. You called. It was like 10 a.m. And I was like, sorry, I'm eating. And I didn't, to me, it was like normal. It's what I wanted. I was like, I'm eating some egg rolls.
You just joined a fraternity. There's a reason they don't open the Chinese food place until 11. And even then, you're supposed to like wait. You're supposed to wait on that. But
got to get the lunch special. Comes with an egg roll, Kate.
It does.
Well, I've never been to Tijuana, so I can't speak on it. But I did find out that it's only like, it's pretty close to San Diego. I had no idea it was near California. So then I started looking at the map and like testing CG, because he was like basically calling me stupid because I didn't know that Tijuana had been near California. So I was like, oh yeah, let's test your geography. And like, he like killed it. And I was like, all right, I guess I don't really know where a lot of places are. Like I kind of do-ish, but I'm not an expert with geography.
We're Americans. We just need to know where our stuff is.
Buffalo's near Montreal. Did you know that?
I did know that. It is.
Actually, I'm trying to, I'm wondering if it's a trick or not. I'm like, is it?
Yes.
So I'm still wondering. I don't know exactly.
Wait, is Buffalo near?
I didn't want to jump on it.
Are you lying right now? Is Buffalo not near that?
Oh, it is.
Oh.
But it's just weird because the second you hit Montreal, it's like you're in France. You know, like you're like, what just happened?
I have been to Montreal. It was cool there. They have those God, what are they called? Those like fries where they have like the gravy on it and like the cheese curd. It sounds gross unless
it has a horrible name.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
It has a horrible name.
Yeah, I forget the name.
It's covered with gravy and cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Like curd. But, it's like cheese curd. It's like
Kate only ate the gravy and the cheese. She left the fries for you.
And it was somebody else's. He was like, can I have a taste? And they're like, what the
poutine. Poutine.
That's it. Poutine.
Yeah.
And so neither of you guys have ever been to Tijuana then. That's what I wanted to know.
I might have been. I used to do cruise ships. I was all over Mexico. I can't remember if I went to Tijuana.
I feel like the cruise ships steer clear of Tijuana.
Yeah.
It's drug cartel country.
I know. We went to a few really scary areas, though.
Did you? Really scary.
Yeah. Like when the ship's pulling into the dock, there's guys with Uzis.
And they'd ask you to duck down.
A little scared. This was back when they were trying to make Mexico like a
destination.
A destination, right, for the certain areas of Mexico that weren't known for it. They were trying. So, like, they're putting boats into these, and you're like, oh my God, this is kind of serious shit here, man.
Oh, so they were the protection. The guys with the Uzis were the protection to make you feel safe.
Yeah.
That's badass. I guess I would have felt safe.
They're in army fatigues. No, but you just feel like, well, this looks serious. Like, why am I here? Like, what am I doing here?
No, I have a couple cocktails. Wonder about.
I remember I went on a tour one of the tour package tours, and we're in the bus and traffic's just unbearable. It wasn't Tijuana. I can't remember what town it was. And the bus driver at one point got in an argument with somebody and he jumped out of the window of the bus and started the bus driver for the tour. And he started pummeling the guy in the car. We're all sitting in the bus going, is this real? Like, is this happening? And then one of the places we were supposed to go was some church, and the church was closed. And so they were going, listen, we're going to take you for lunch because the church is closed today. And some guy in the tour is going, hey, I paid for the church. I go, did you not see him jump out of the bus and punch somebody? Maybe you should shut the fuck up and let's just hope we get back to the ship, dude.
Yo, I feel like ass kickings aren't even illegal there. Like, no, in countries that are real bad, like, there's no such thing as an assault. It's like, it's an ass kicking.
Yeah, they have, their attitude is, well, nobody died.
Yeah.
And even if they did, just a little bit.
You couldn't even fight a cute girl when she took your chicken. So I don't know what you
think. Yeah, like, I can't handle, you're supposed to be like the man of the house and handle stuff like that yourself, but I had to take it to the streets. Like, I had to gossip to my friends about it.
I had to call in the boys. Don't make me get my boys.
I'm like, I'm putting this on Facebook. And you're like, don't you dare. And I'm like, I'll put it on there. Swear to God.
CG CG and I released, well, he really released the video. I don't know if I'm going to release it on mine. We released one today where I attempt to use D's nuts, the D's nuts joke. And I flash him. I go, honey, can you come in? Can you help me with these? And he walks in and I go, these nuts. And he blurs the boobs. Titties.
We thought that was a good variation on it that people haven't seen before, where a woman's doing D's nuts and then she flashes the titties.
I don't know what is D's nuts? I don't know it.
It's like a joke. It's like an urban joke, been around for like 10, 20 years. Somebody's like, yo, man, did you check out D's? And then they're like, you know, they run over and they're like, D's nuts. And it's like, they got your attention for nothing. That's the joke. Like they came and they, it's like a major look from an urban.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Did you ever play the game where you do that? And then when they look, you get to hit them. It's like that.
It's very much a childish joke. And then that's the one that kind of conquered. And like just has lived the, cause I see stuff, you know, once in a while, D's nuts joke will pop up on Facebook or something like that. Like it's still around. But then we thought, you know, a woman doing it and showing her titties, like she doesn't really understand how to do it. That would be pretty good. That's what we were thinking.
But I think TikTok, TikTok had to like review it.
Really? Usually you'll get like 1,000 views on a thing on TikTok or something like that real quick, like a quick little sketch. And like, you know, it was like big goose egg for like 5 hours. We bleeped them out. We blurred them out. I blurred them out splendidly. It was artwork at perfect circles. So you can still see, like, you can still see some bounce. You could see that it wasn't faked. There was no sports bra underneath to protect anything. You know, you could tell that, but they were blurred out perfectly. So we're learning the rules, man. Learning the rules. I wish I could talk to the TikTok boardroom. Like, was there people in there? Like
a bunch of 10-year-old girls sitting around. Oh my god! So
because I figured there's a boardroom, and then when that, you know, a questionable video pops up, they all put it up on screen, and they all talk about it. So I want to talk to the boardroom and see what happened.
This stuff, I can't keep up with all this shit. And you know, I gotta tell you, the one that I'm really good at is great now because I'm the only one on MySpace. So
I'm killing it on MySpace.
I heard you're killing MySpace, dude.
I'm finally good legend. At it. No one's there to watch.
You do MySpace and Vine. Vine, I remember when it came out, I was like, I'm going to do it. And then I'm like, this is the dumbest thing.
I just got the coffee cup with the line to the other person down. You know what you're talking about? I'm just getting that down. Look, Kate, look how bad it was with Skype. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I went to go on Zoom. I'm like, it won't let me on. And Mark's like, nobody's there yet, asshole. Oh, okay, my bad.
No, Skype's actually more prehistoric. That's what we use.
I know. I've never
people heard forgot all about it by now. They don't have it anymore.
I didn't even know you could use Skype for a podcast. I told Tom, I go, Tom, I got to go on the Skype for Kate Wolf. He goes, Skype? Well, that's interesting. You can tell he hated every moment. I'm like, what do you mean Skype?
Tom talked me into trying, and Kate, you talked to me about it, doing TikTok. So I was like, all right, I'll put up one video and I'll see if I like it. I put this video up and it's my son. He's drinking coffee. He has a big coffee mug, but it's tea. And he makes a fart noise. I go, what was that? And he goes, did you see the thunder clouds out there? And I go, oh, it was a thunderstorm. You didn't fart, right? And he's picking up the tea bag and he goes, nope. Like, it was so like funny and innocent that this kid was trying to blame the storm that was going on blame this fart that it was the storm. I put it up and it got like 20 views. I'm like, yeah, fuck this.
There's a secret though. You have to put the right hashtag so they show it to they
no,
show
I ain't
it
doing there. That shit.
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. Otherwise it's just who's following you. And if you haven't done it yet, nobody's fucking following you yet.
You lost me at there's a secret. You lost me there.
Yeah, I
gotta
think,
get them to show it to strangers so that you can get popular.
I love when people say things like, "You got to do what Vic DiBattista did." Oh, really? Do I have to do that? Thank you. I didn't know that. You mean put up a video and get like millions of people to watch it? I didn't think of that.
Wow, that's right. My grandma's theory. You know, if you did the Tonight Show, a lot more people would see you. Thanks, Grandma. I'll get right on that. She, when Conan was, Andy Richter was leaving Conan, she called my house. I was living in New York in Times Square. She goes, "Mark, I got a job for you. You could probably do it. It won't interfere with school." I was like, "Really? You know somebody in New York?" She goes, "Listen, Andy Richter's leaving Conan. It's a real easy job. All you have to do is sit on the couch and laugh. You'd be so good at it."
Dude, even she's when, right, though.
I would love, that would be
he's
my
right,
dream
though.
Job.
You would be a perfect Andy Richter.
If well, I just got to sit, that's what I love about our podcast. I usually just sit and laugh at Richie. Tell it again, Richie. Tell it again.
You're Richie's Andy Richter.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think you guys switch off.
Yeah, we do. We go back and forth depending on the guests.
Well, I love, we'll let go. All right, you take lead today. Like, we do that a lot. Like, you take lead today. And usually when I go, "You take lead," Mark goes, "Oh, you know what happened? I got my voice. I'm tired." I'm like, "Really? Again, Mark?"
There's something wrong right now. I'm all congested. I got
eat
this.
Something. You're hungry. Get Kate to buy you a chicken.
Yeah, but she'll just take the skin.
You want to fast? Have Kate buy you a chicken. You won't get any of it.
No, like, you'll get some of the chicken. I mean, if you're not feeling well, do you need the skin? You just need the heartier stuff.
You'll keep the bones for me so I can make some soup.
Man, I love how CG, did you know everyone was going to side with you on this chicken thing?
I knew it was a definite.
It's a guy.
I wouldn't have done a topic that I was in danger of losing. I would have never brought it up.
You're like me, hedge the bets. I know I got this one. If you had a couple thin guys on that were like really in shape, they'd be like, "She did you a favor."
Yeah.
She took the bad
part.
What's
in the skin, man? You know what's in that? So you were like, "Oh, look at these two fat bastards.
They eat the chicken." They take the skin off, eat it, and then throw the chicken away.
All right. Next topic. This is a kind of random one, as they all are, but how do you guys feel about helping people move? Are you guys past that? Like, if someone reaches out and says, "Will you help me?" Have you gotten to a point where you're like, "Sorry, fuck no, that's the worst. Will you help? Will you only help if someone offers money?" Where do you guys stand?
No, I'm down with helping. My only issue is if they have a lot of heavy shit. And I'm like, you might have to hire somebody to get the heavy shit. Cause like, I'm willing to work hours, but I'm not willing to like throw a disc.
That's funny, because like, that's the only reason they call you. Like, the light stuff they can take themselves, but they call like another person because they need another person for the heavy stuff. I like that. Right. I like that.
You know what happened to me when I was young, when I was a kid, my dad had his own business, a linen supply business. So he had trucks. And every once in a while, like, a friend would go to move and they'd be like, "Richie, can I borrow one of your dad's trucks?" So obviously I couldn't give him the truck. So I'd have to drive the truck. So I was always getting, you know, and all of a sudden, like, people I barely knew were calling me going, they didn't want to rent a truck. And now they had me, you know what I mean? I mean, I swear to God, people like, I'm like barely friends with, they're going, "Hey, I'm moving Saturday. Can you bring the truck?" I'm like, "No." Like, I'm your buddy Bob's second cousin. He said it'd be cool. You know, you're like, "Is Bob gonna be there?" Like, nah, he wouldn't move for me, but can I get your truck?
Like Bob can't make it.
Yeah, Bob can't make it.
No, your friends don't show up on moving day. People will ghost on you. You'll lose friendships over moving day. You're like, I haven't talked to him since I asked him to move and he ghosted on me.
I usually, if they say, "Dude, I'm gonna have like pizza and beer and stuff," I'll go for like an hour, and like move maybe eat a lamp pizza
and beer, then go
pizza
home.
Beer, go. Oh man, I got a gig. I gotta go.
It's
You know me. Saturday's a bad day. I'm a comic. You know, Saturday we moved on like a Tuesday afternoon. I'm golden.
See, no, that's good though that you get them back, because those people they like found a way to cheat the system. Like they can just spend $50 on some beer and some pizza instead of the $1,000 that it will cost them to get a mover and a moving truck. So like they're trying to get over on you anyway. So and the fact that you.
You always have that friend. Like I'd rather hire the movers, because you always have that friend who thinks he's like a handyman. So like he's banging shit through the door and breaking and going, I'll fix that later. Don't worry, I'll fit. There's holes in the wall. Don't worry. My cousin's like that. No, I'll come back later. I'll plaster that.
then they ghost you.
Then they ghost you. Yeah. Yeah.
Justin, our buddy on our podcast, he just moved to Mount Holly, which is where my gig is tonight. But he texted me. It was like, well, no, he put it on Facebook. He needed the people ghosted him that was helping him move. Mm. And I was like, fuck, I wish I could help. But like, again, if he had heavy shit, I would be out. But if he needed help moving boxes, I'm in. Like, I'll do it. But I couldn't because I was out of town. But
yeah, I'm like, everyone has to wear masks and be 6 feet apart before I'm going to help you, Justin. So,
see, no, I feel like I would help, except then if anyone finds out you helped, you're the guy who helps now.
Yep.
You're the guy who answers the call problem. to move someone.
Yep.
And then it's your job continuously. You're not just signing up for one. You can't just sign up for a one-time deal.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
People count on you now.
The Mother Teresa of movers.
It's like when you do anything, I decide not to do a lot of stuff because like that's going to be my job now. Mm-hmm. If I do anything in this world. So right. I've chosen just not to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Proud of you, baby.
Thank you. Obviously, I feel good. I feel good about it.
Okay, one last quick topic before we wrap up. So there are these like quotes that go around. I see them on Instagram, and this one made me laugh because it's so funny. Like, how do you interpret this? It just said hate is a virus. And sure, like like if they're talking about a hate like crime or, you know, but to just say hate is a virus, or I love like stop negativity. You can throw certain terms around and everyone have their different perspective of what hate means. I don't know, CG and I talk about the word narcissist. I'm seeing the word narcissist thrown around everywhere where it's like, how to know you were dating a narcissist, you know? And it's like, I just feel like I can't with certain things like that, because everyone thinks they're not the narcissist. Everyone thinks they're the good one. The other person was the narcissist. When people say hate is a virus, like, what does that even mean? Because I'm a big proponent of like claiming all parts of yourself. It doesn't mean acting out on anger or hate, but I don't know. I just saw that quote and I was like, yeah, sure.
I think
hate can be a virus if it's coming at someone in a negative way, but like,
well, there's two things. One, let me tell you about my opinion on narcissism because it's the best.
It's the only opinion that matters.
It's the only one that really matters. So when I say this, you guys probably we can close the book on that. The hate is a virus. I think I understand that one.
I don't.
Because if right now something happened, somebody wronged me, and I started saying this club owner fucked me over, this club owner did something horrible to me, then you're gonna go, yeah, fuck that club owner. You didn't have an opinion on him earlier, but now you got the virus of me saying fuck that club owner, and then you say it tomorrow to somebody, and it spreads. But it could be about Latinos, it doesn't, you know, these Mexican people are blah blah blah, and now you say it to somebody else, and then they say it to somebody else,
and they're like, yeah, they are. Yeah. And they wouldn't have thought that before.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a week ago, you had no opinion on it.
So you're saying hate is in fact a virus. I mean,
it could be compared to a virus. I don't think it is.
You're saying club owners aren't assholes?
Me?
No, Mark.
My opinion's the only one that matters. So I'm going to say yes, most of them are.
You know, I think
not you who's listening. I didn't say that about you.
I kind of think that's true in every situation, though. And that's part of the problem in today's world is that what Mark said is absolutely true. Like, people won't have an opinion on something until they hear somebody who they think knows something go, here's what I think. And they go, oh, I think that too.
Well, how many times does this happen where you all of a sudden something comes on the news? Or they bring up a topic, you go, I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah. Now I'm supposed to like have an opinion on it? And you take usually whatever opinion you hear first.
Well, you guys convinced me hate is in fact a virus.
Now, listen, I think hate is a virus. Saying that kind of stuff is like, it's a trap for whoever's walking by. Like, I think if somebody's on the street yelling like, hate is a virus, and you're just trying to mind your own business, it's something that you say that people have to say, yeah, it is. Or else if you don't say that and get their back, you're a horrible person. If you just walk by.
Secretly, you hate the person that said hate is a virus.
Yeah, like so they just get those, there are people who just get back by saying loud things and then knowing if you don't get their back, you're a piece of shit. And so like they're getting followers and stuff from that. I think it's a real creepy trap.
Yeah.
True. That's why drink jokes and storytelling is not a virus.
That was a sweet plug, dude.
I like that.
That was dope.
I know. It was good. I think it was good. It was good.
I think what Siege, what you're saying is like, yeah, there's these people who say like super obvious shit to think they have to get likes or to have their like people be have their back, like, you know, we gotta end violence. Okay, yes. We gotta stop child trafficking. Yes. And
people are like, oh my god, yeah. Yes.
I mean, do we have to say that? I mean, I think we all know that we do. But if you're like, hey, shut the fuck up, people are like, you know. What a fucking awful guy.
What a monster.
Like when you see like a someone has like on their bumper, like stop racism. And you're like, oh yeah, the guy driving behind you in the sheet in the hood just went, let me
get rid of this. Right out the window.
Well, it's a deeper thing. And I know we have to wrap up in a sec, but we kind of talked about it when I did your guys' podcast with Christy, just in terms of like cancel culture has like a thread of that in there. Of like you jump on a phrase or, you know, things you have to feel into individuals, you know, there's context to things. So when you have just a quote like hate is a virus, well, how, yeah, sure. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna say, no, let's all hate. Like, yeah, okay.
It's perfectly spreadable.
I honestly think sometimes hate is really fun. If you and your friends hate the same stuff, it's hilarious. So like, so whatever, hate the virus guy, you're mostly right, but like, no, there's circumstances where
hate can be bonding. Like if you go, God, I hate that show. Yeah, me too.
You're buddies for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forging long lasting relationships. So like, I don't know. I
think Seinfeld was overrated. He's my friend.
Exactly.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. Mark, where can they find your guys' podcast? And then we'll do the separate so you guys can plug shows, whatever. Yeah,
you can find us on Twitch. We do live on Twitch, so you can be interactive with us. And that's at twitch.tv, drinks, jokes, the letter N, storytelling. But you can also find it on YouTube or anywhere podcasts are.
Yes.
Awesome. Anything else you guys want to add?
The letter N. I'm glad you said that because I didn't know. I thought it was A-N-D. So good to know, fellas.
Once you hit drinks, jokes, it comes up anyway. So it doesn't.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We had to cut down words because it'd be like drinks, jokes, and storytelling.
Yeah. We wouldn't have gotten the whole thing. And that's why.
Oh, that is a problem. Yeah. You can't.
So we had to urban it up.
Yeah, you might look like imbeciles if it just ends. If it just ends a few letters short. But if you do an N instead of an and, then you just look like savvy.
Yeah, I wanted to do ampersand, but Tom was like, hey, what do you think? You're the circus?
Dude, ampersand's great. Tom was mad about it.
Tom wasn't that.
I wanted to do hate jokes and storytelling.
That got shot down, bastards.
It was during the pandemic. We didn't want to spread any other viruses.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the same thing when people are like, don't be negative. Like, to me, the energy I don't want to be around is when people are fake. So if someone's in a bad mood, I'd rather them be like, ah, I'm cranky, than be like, don't be negative.
Right. Like, and that's where Richie gets all of his humor.
Well, most of my act is based on my mother, who, if she wasn't negative, I'd have no act. So negative people positive. My mother's the most negative human being I've ever met in my life. And yet it's funny as hell to watch. You know what I mean?
See, so, I also think the people who say don't be negative are the people who suck and they hear a lot of insults. And so they don't like when you're negative, but right. They suck and deserve the insults. And so, like, I feel like, you know, they have it twisted.
I agree with you. Yeah. Maybe I'm negative because you make me negative.
Because you suck.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be negative because you, I mean, I can't be positive when you suck.
I'm going to be positive around an asshole like you. It's not my fault you're an asshole. That's the other thing, too, with this world right now. There are people out there who are just assholes. And, like, to act like, no, we're all good. We're all people. No, you're an asshole.
It's yeah.
I'm with you, Richie.
There's a woman, this bar I go to, there's a woman, I don't like her and she doesn't like me. And every time I walk in the bar, she leaves. And like literally gets up and leaves. And another friend of ours always goes, no, she was leaving anyway. And I had to turn the friend, I go, I'm not insulted that she leaves. I'm insulted that you try and pretend like she's not leaving because of me. I hate her and she hates me. Don't worry about it. Who gives a shit? I'm
Why do you drink at the same place your mother drinks? I made fun of Richie's mom. I called Mother Teresa a whore. Today was a bad day for me.
It's a great day.
You're on abuse fast, dude. No one expected any better.
Yeah, that's true. This is Rick Adonna, like nasty and mean right now. This is as bad as
this is mean Rick Adonna. My kids fear this guy.
No, I feel like you're slugging through like the worst hell anybody can be through in, and like you're doing it. So like I get it.
I'm sweating out meat. Like there's like red meat sweat coming out of my body right now.
There's a pork chop under his armpit.
Oh my god. Well, you guys have been great. Anything else you guys wanna plug before I move on to our stuff?
No, plug away, Kate.
I don't plug.
I do. I'm a girl. We got
plugging is a virus.
Okay. Plugging is a virus. I'm posting that before you do, Richie. If you have a podcast to do, I'm getting on like, social media.
Guys, you can find, we have a Patreon account. I'm gonna plug that. It's patreon.com/invasionofprivacy. The latest one episode that we put up. You can see clips from as well, and I'm wearing quite the shirt, and I'm not scared to have people watch it for that reason alone. If you don't like what I say and my thoughts, by all means, go for my breasts.
We are really, really trying to sell sex at this point, because at least my comedy is pretty half-assed. So if we can, we're trying to figure out other ways.
Come for the comedy, stay for them titties.
Yeah,
that should be the new slogan.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, it works for me.
Yeah, it works on our podcast too. Richie and I both are very voluptuous.
Well, thank you guys for being curvaceous and bringing the positivity as always. But thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, y'all.